This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Dave Fox about Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon, traveling in Vietnam, and Wendy's on the line in Redmond, Washington. Wendy, thanks for your call.
Yes, hello, Rick. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
My husband and I, we've been looking at, I've been doing research probably for about 2 years, and we're looking at maybe spending a year to 3 years over at Vietnam, and specifically Saigon. And I've talked with some people, and I'm just really concerned, one, the heat and humidity, but the smog and pollution that they say is getting really bad over there. I'm just really concerned how people, especially if you're not there on a work visa and you're just retired and want to stay there for a while, how you deal with that on a day-to-day basis.
So we got a city of 8 million people and a concern about heat, smog, and pollution, Dave.
Yeah, well, the heat and humidity, I mean, that is a constant issue. It's tropical down in the south, and so in Fahrenheit terms, we're talking low to mid-90s year-round with thick humidity.
Oh.
And so it's just something that you live with if you're living there, and if that were something you can't stand, then you might want to consider living maybe up in the north in Hanoi, where they have more temperate weather. It gets cooler certainly in the winter. And even like Da Nang is a much calmer city and a much less polluted city as well. The smog has not been a big problem for me. You know, I used to live in Singapore, and we had big problems with the smoke from farmers burning crops would blow up into Singapore. And it was a much bigger, the air pollution was a bigger issue for me in Singapore than it is in Saigon. But the heat and humidity is an issue, absolutely.
My son took a photograph of cars there, and there's no heat on the heat button. It's just cool or nothing. But there's no scenario where you'd want to heat your car.
Right. Absolutely not.
You live in 90-degree temperature 12 months out of the year there.
And I love it. It's shorts and flip-flops every day.
Thanks for your call, Wendy.
But thank you so much. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Thanks, Rick.
Bye-bye.